Hi, can I speak to Leanne Kirkland, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Leanne. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal, the law firm helping you with your Scottish Redress case.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Fantastic, Leanne. Do you have 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me about your case?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Leanne, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA. I know you've been talking to a couple of our colleagues, Billy. It's my role just to understand, obviously, your case and get to know you a little bit better, because it's going to be me that walks you through now till the very end. Also, Leanne, I'm not going to drag you back over the statements or anything like that. You've already given us. It's more my job to find out how the trauma you faced as a child has had an impact on you in your adult life. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, it can have an impact on you, Leanne, in obviously multiple different ways, whether that's the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of like nervous issues, disorders, alcohol or substance abuse. And what I'll do, Leanne, is I'll write to the GPs, the doctor, the NHSs, and I'll gather all our information and paint an actual picture of what has happened to you as a child. It's followed you and haunted you into your adult life. And obviously we can obviously tie that back to the Scottish government's, with it being their fault for putting you in these places. Is that okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, after actually some tough questions, Leanne, I do apologise in advance. I will be doing you a disservice, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you them, so I am sorry. So have you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Leanne?
Yes.
Is that an anxiety or just depression?
Both.
Okay. Any point in this call you don't wish to continue or it's getting too much, Leanne, just let me know and we'll stop the call and we'll pick it up at another time.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Have you seen or have you been diagnosed with depression and anxiety from your doctor, Leanne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depression and severe anxiety.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. Depression. Okay. I'll get you GP details in a minute if that's okay. Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Leanne?
No.
Okay.
I was also diagnosed with PTSD due to childhood trauma.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Both hands. I've got a real tough one, Leanne, and I'm so sorry for having to ask you this. I am sorry. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Leanne?
No.
Okay. Okay, so with your permission, Leanne, your blessing, I'm going to write to your GP. I won't tell them what it's for, but I will obviously request all of your information, all your medical records. Obviously, we can use that then as proof as to what happened to you in care, has obviously haunted you and followed you and had a massive effect on you in your adult life.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, can I take your GP details, please?
It's King's Inch Medical Practice.
Kingdom?
King's Inch.
King's Inn?
King's Inch, I-N-C-H.
King's Inch? Okay. Thank you for repeating yourself, and how annoying it is being from Liverpool. Makes a change me asking people to repeat themselves, to be honest. People asking me. So King's Inch Medical Centre, and that's in?
It's in Renfrewshire, Renfrew.
Renfrew, okay. I will write to your GP. What I'll also do is I'll write to the social services of the care settings you stayed in. Do you want copies of any information I find, Leanne?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So once I get that back, Leanne, what I'll do is I will obviously give you a call, or I may even come up and see you, depending on what you're more comfortable with. Also, if you're not comfortable with me being a male, I can get a female colleague of mine to go through it with you. It's entirely up to you. We'll do this at your pace, and,
I'm fine.
Guided by you. Okay, perfect. I'll go through all the information that I find with you. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure that we've got absolutely everything in there, make sure that you're happy. We have everything in your statements. Obviously supporting the evidence will be your medical records, and we'll submit that to Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
What's called our final submission. Once we do that, Leanne, we'll then wait for what's called the panel date. That's when a panel of people in the Scottish Redress will judge on our case. And then hopefully from there we'll get you the recognition you deserve, and obviously some cash compensation as well. Do you have any questions for me, Leanne, on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do that for you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. I just need to go back a step with you, Leanne. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases and the amount of mental duress that you've been under throughout your life, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. And then obviously you can decide whether you wish to continue or not. It's entirely up to you. So just to let you know, Leanne, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm. Obviously that would entail, if you so wish, to gather your own evidence to submit for your case. So you don't need a law firm, but then it's if you trust the Scottish Government to then give you a fair hearing. So that's one option. The second option is you can actually go with another law firm who won't charge you any fees, but they get paid direct by the Scottish Government. They participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally go into their practices or tell you about their practices, what they would do for you, but more importantly, I can't tell you what they don't do for you, Leanne. All I can tell you is that we reject that scheme. We don't get paid by the Scottish Government. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout. What we want to do is we want to do what's called a joint venture under a no-win, no-fee with you. What that means, if you win, we win. You lose, we lose. And it's on us to maximise your claim value. We do that under, like I said, a no-win, no-fee agreement. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of any VAT. So no matter how much time we spend on your case, how much work goes into it, we'll never charge you more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Leanne, if we are unsuccessful, again, no matter how much time we spend on your case, if we're unsuccessful, you won't pay us any money. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. So we will never...
The last time when I spoke to you about this, for your team that phoned me, She said it was 16%.
So yeah, 16% inclusive of VAT. So our fees capped at 20% including VAT.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. The VAT is 20% of the 16. So that's 1.6 times 2, which is 3.2, isn't it? So 16 plus 3.2. So it's just under 20%, like 19.2%. Mm-hmm. But you'll never pay us more than the 20%.
Okay.
Is that okay, Leanne?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Do you understand those three options?
Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. What I'll do, Leanne, is I'll write to you with all my contact details within the next 2 weeks, any after-hour numbers you need. If you save my number, my name's Michael. It's the number I've rang you on. If you need me, I work for you, Leanne, so you just give me a call. If you're struggling with your mental health and you want to have a chat with somebody, ring me. I'm always here for you. Obviously, if it gets so severe, please ring your GP or ambulance or police. But if you need a chat, just ring me, Leanne. I'm always here for you. I understand your story. I know the background, so, you know, I'm always here to help.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Leanne. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me. I really do commend you. Thank you.
No, that's fine.
I'll be in touch soon, Leanne, with an update for you. And if you need me, like I said, just call me.
Thank you. I will do.
Thank you, Leanne. Hopefully speak to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye now.